Well, welcome to tonight's school liaison meeting. It's June 16th, and tonight we have Julie Mann, who's the director of the NASH Foundation today, to come talk to us a little
Michelle
bit Fields. About NASH. Who's here? Hello?
Hello, I'm sorry, this is Michelle Fielding. I'm sorry, I'm late joining.
That's okay. We just started, and we just started recording.
Okay, great.
So,
okay.
Do you want me to introduce you, Julie, or do you want to do that yourself?
You can introduce me.
Okay.
Not much to say.
Oh, yeah. So Julie comes to us from a diverse background of film production, business management, and art curriculum. And she discovered her true passion for homeopathy over 20 years ago. She trained at the School of Homeopathy in Los Angeles, Lou Klein's Master Clinician course, and continues to work with humans and animals. She's founder of a wonderful study group that I wish we had up here called the Homeopathic Collective of Los Angeles. And she teaches at the LA School of Homeopathy. And she's here tonight as the director of the NASH Foundation to tell us more about the foundation. So welcome, Julie.
Thank you. So the NASH Foundation has actually been, it was founded in 1999. It's a separate entity from the NASH organization. It actually is it was created as a charitable foundation so that it can accept tax deduction deductible donations, and that its focus is specifically on dedicated to education, research, and the creation of publications to support and enhance the profession of homeopathy. So that may include things like sponsoring workshops, seminars, conferences in homeopathic education, publishing education and scientific materials like our journal, initiating and conducting research projects involved with homeopathy, and funding special projects that enhance and expand awareness of the profession of homeopathy. So while it was funded in 1999 and has been a long time fiscal sponsor of the American Homeopath, our annual journal, the foundation's been pretty quiet due to funding, and ever since it stopped this, we used to have an annual conference, and in 2003, we stopped doing the conference, probably because we had a very poor turnout at the last one, and we may think in the future of bringing it back, but that's on the agenda, you know, in the future. But in 2009, we actually became a fiscal sponsor for a project, an autism project, that was spearheaded by one of our RS homes, Carol Boyce, and that her project is called Saving a Lost Generation, which was to document clinical studies of autistic children treated by homeopaths. And it's been several years in the making, and it was set up at the University of Florida as a research study, but it just was rejected this year, based on the fact that there's not enough research been done on homeopathy and autism to date. So I guess nobody likes to be the first on anything. They like a lot of research done before they actually put money into it. So unfortunate, we have to kind of regroup and see how else we can get this project going. And then, but the newest thing and the most exciting thing and most pertinent to the students is that we have created a scholarship fund in honor of Elizabeth Bonfig, who was our executive director for the last 10, 12 years, and she passed away this year. So our goal is to start offering scholarships to homeopathic students. Which, you know, and usually in the probably ones that are very serious about becoming homeopaths, and so we're looking at students in their second and third year as far as funders. So So we're what we're looking for, applications have just been created. This is last minute for this year, but we still are going to offer for the fall. We're looking for people who are committed to a career in homeopathy and also that are committed to doing some service work in pushing homeopathy forward, whether it be using their special talents in you know, what they have background in to help support homeopathy as a profession, whether it be working for health freedom in their state or creating state associations in their state, we are, or even any new ideas, you know, whether it be research projects or whatever. We right now are, you know, looking first preference at NASH schools. Schools who are members of NASH would be definitely a priority. And I'm assuming I'm speaking to those people today, and basically there's a simple application, and we ask for letters of recommendation as well. So at this point, we're starting slow. We're going to create this year we've set aside $2,000 for scholarship. And in the future, we'll be matching donations for this fund. But $2,000 a year is what we're striving for. And that could be one or two scholarships, depending on what we get as far as applicants. And so basically, that's the great, exciting news. And the reason that came about is because there's been a big, big push to get schools accredited and licensed and everything, which is a very difficult thing for our schools to accomplish in a short time. And the reason for this is so that the students would be able to access some kind of loans or federal funding. So we're hoping to at least offer this to students and the schools so that they have a little step in the right direction of us taking care of our own up-and-coming homeopath. So I would love, if you have any questions about it, if you're interested in it, let me know. You would probably contact the NASH info at homeopathy.org for an application. And I hope you guys consider it for this coming school year. I mean, I don't know if you guys all have the same, you start in September as a new school year, I'm not sure. So it would be wonderful for those of you who have been involved already to be applying. Are there any questions?
No, that really sounds good though. I think scholarships would be a nice way to attract some students.
Yeah, it would be very nice if we can, you know, my hope is to encourage the homeopathic community to donate towards this end so that we can create a bigger and bigger fund. And that our, you know, I know our schools, our small schools especially, have been struggling. And it's hard to get students it's hard on the students. So, it's a small step in trying to solve this problem. So I'm excited for it. Also, I just want to know if, you know, it's one thing to think about and bring back to your students in your school is ideas for what this charitable organization can do for homeopathy in the future. I'm always open to ideas on projects or possibilities, you know, any programs and things. So, To keep a thought that you do have a nonprofit organization that can support that can write grants and be a fiscal supporter to any kind of project.
Okay, I have a question. Under the scholarship fund, would there be any chance for funding to take like the trip to Haiti or something?
I'm sorry. Repeat your question.
Would there be scholarship money available if someone wanted to volunteer to assist with the trip to Haiti?
I don't think so because that is something we used to collect for that I would definitely contact Homeopathy Without Borders for that, because they raise funds for that exact reason.
Okay.
Yeah, they do a lot to make sure that you can go. You know, I mean, I know they usually try to find ways to supply your travel. They have connections with the airlines. You know, I think because I don't want to duplicate efforts, they're doing what they're doing. Have you talked to them?
No, I haven't. So maybe I will talk to them.
Definitely talk to Holly at Homeopathy Without Borders, and she might be able to steer you in the right direction for what they need to do. But yes, it's what a wonderful thing to do. Definitely. And that would be something, if you were planning on doing something like that, to definitely add on your application, because that's a strong asset that we're looking for, people who are doing service work.
All right, great.
Now, I don't know, are your schools doing any kind of research projects?
Well, at Resonance School, a group of us are getting together, and we're going to attempt a proving, and we're trying to come up with which remedy they want to do a proving on. So we were really inspired by the last speaker. So,
who was your last speaker?
Oh gosh, I got her book. She's the gal that does that. We had a couple months back with wrote the book on the provings on doing.
Oh, Judy Shreedman. Oh,
yeah,
oh, and Annika. Yeah. Oh yes. You know, everyone should do provings. You learn more from doing a proving than anything. It is. I've done several, and that really brings the homeopathy home. It really does.
Yes, our teleosis instructors presented our proving at the conference in California.
What was that proving on?
Well, our proving was. I did a proving of Rescue Remedy.
Thanks. I must have missed that. I might have to get that. You did a proving of Rescue Remedy?
Yes.
Oh, that's
wow. Cool.
And, Kim Kalina, I believe, presented it.
I missed it.
Oh, I'd love to see that.
I understood they got some interest in it, so...
I happen to have Rescue Remedy in a 6X, but I've never had the opportunity to use it.
Huh. Yeah, I might have to order the tape on that because I missed that. I don't even remember being on the schedule, so I must have missed that presentation. So that's wonderful. And were you a prover?
Yes, it was one that the entire school participated in.
That's great.
Yes, that was a proving.
And is it written up and documented anywhere? Or?
They wrote it up before they went out, so I'm not sure if anyone picked it up to publish it or anything.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I hope they do.
Or Tanya Renner would know.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I did see Kim speak, but she spoke on the cease method, so that's what I saw when she spoke. So,
okay.
So
is it published, Michelle? Is it published?
I'm not sure if it's published yet.
Hmm. Well. Guys, if there's anything else I can help you with, but I hope you bring that information back to your students. Are you still in school for the summer?
The polyosis is out for the summer for 2 months. But we'll email a report up to the teachers.
Yeah, I wonder if you could get an email sent out to your students to let them know.
Okay.
And same, is residence school out for the summer, Aaron? I don't know, I think I lost Aaron.
We continue. We're meeting once a month all through the summer as well.
Okay. So it'd be great if you can get the information out to your fellow students about the scholarship.
Great.
Yeah. So if there are any more questions, is there any other questions regarding anything else? Well, I thank you guys for having me.
Yeah. Ooh, thank you, Julie. I'm going to turn the recording off now, and then we can continue our talk. But thank you so much, Julie, for coming and talking to us about the Nash Foundation. And I look forward to seeing a lot of applications for the scholarship. So I will talk to you soon, and good luck to you students for your upcoming year.
Thank you.
All right, I'll be signing off now.
All right, thank you, Julie.